All right, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a case. It might seem a little niche at first glance, but it's got some really interesting things to say about premises liability.
Yeah, and it's a good reminder that these cases, they're not just about the legal theories. We're going to be looking at Vineyard v. Vineyard Funeral Home, which was decided way back in 1968 in Missouri, and it's all about a slip and fall in a parking lot.
A parking lot, huh? Doesn't sound too glamorous.
It's not, but the details, that's where things get fascinating. And they have a lot to teach us about how the courts decide who's responsible when someone gets hurt on someone else's property. Like, what does a property owner actually have to do to keep people safe? And what happens when things go wrong?
Okay, so let's set the stage for everyone. We've got Elizabeth Ann Vineyard. She's at the Vineyard Funeral Home.
Now, you might think family business, right? But she was actually there as a customer, although she was the daughter-in-law of the funeral home's president. It was a rainy night, and she falls in the parking lot.
Just a simple slip on wet pavement, right? Like we've all probably done at some point.
You'd think so, but there's a bit more to it. And those details, those make all the difference. The place where she fell, it wasn't just a flat parking lot. It was on a ramp, and this ramp had a 14% slope. That's pretty steep.
14%. Okay, that's starting to sound a little more hazardous than your average parking lot.
Definitely. And the surface of the ramp, that wasn't just regular asphalt. They'd sealed it with this coating that gets really, really slick when it's wet, especially when it's raining like it was that night.
Oh, and I bet this is where it gets even trickier, right? There's more to the story of this parking lot.
You bet. Right where she fell, the surface changed. Went from a kind of rough texture to that super smooth sealed asphalt. So you're walking along, maybe expecting some grip, and suddenly it's like, whoops.
Talk about losing your footing. And if I'm remembering this right, wasn't the lighting not great either?
You got it. It was nighttime, and the area where she fell was pretty dimly lit. So you've got this steep slope, slippery when wet, a sudden change in texture you might not be expecting, and all of that at night.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster. So it's not just a simple slip and fall anymore, is it? There are all these factors that make it way more likely someone could get hurt.
Exactly. And here's a key piece of the puzzle. The funeral home, they weren't completely in the dark about this. It turns out they'd had complaints before.
Really? So other people had noticed how slippery that parking lot was.
Yeah, other customers had complained specifically about how slippery it got after they put that sealant down. They weren't oblivious to the problem. And they had done something, kind of. When it rained, they put down sand.
Trying to add a little traction, I guess.
Seems that way. But, and this is important, they never took any permanent steps to fix the underlying issue. They knew it was slippery, tried a temporary fix, but never really dealt with the root of the problem. What does that tell you?
Well, it sounds like they knew there was a risk. They knew people had slipped before, and they didn't do what they needed to do to make it safe. That sounds a lot like negligence to me.
Right. And that's where this legal idea of foreseeability comes into play. If you, as a property owner, you know about a danger and you don't either fix it or at least warn people about it, that's a big red flag, legally speaking. So the case goes to trial and Mrs. Vineyard actually wins.
So the court agreed they found the funeral home responsible.
They did. They awarded her $13,000 in damages. But the funeral home, they weren't done fighting. They decided to appeal.
I can imagine they weren't thrilled with that outcome. So, what was their argument on appeal? Why did they think the trial court got it wrong?
They basically threw the book at it, legally speaking. First, they argued that there wasn't enough evidence to actually prove negligence.
Interesting.
And then they claimed the jury instructions, you know, those directions the judge gives the jury about how to apply the law, they said those were wrong, specifically about the duty of care they owed Mrs. Vineyard.
Ah, that duty of care, that's always a key part of these premises liability cases, right?
Exactly. And they had one more argument up their sleeve. They said certain evidence shouldn't have been allowed. Specifically, those prior complaints about the parking lot being slippery and the fact they put down more sand after Mrs. Vineyard fell.
Oh, they wanted to keep that under wraps. Makes sense. Kind of looks bad.
Strategically, yeah. So the appeal really boils down to these legal challenges, and that's where it gets interesting for anyone who's trying to understand how premises liability law actually works.
Definitely. This is the good stuff. So let's break it down. You mentioned duty of care. Maybe you can explain that a bit more.
Sure. So the fundamental idea behind premises liability is that property owners, they have a duty to people who come onto their property. And the level of duty depends on what's called the status of the person who was injured.
Like, are they a customer, a trespasser, or something else? That kind of thing.
Exactly. And in Vineyard, the court found Mrs. Dinyard was an invitee. That basically means she was there for the benefit of the property owner as a customer. And for invitees, property owners have to exercise what's called ordinary care.
Okay, ordinary care. What does that mean in simple terms?
Basically, it means they have to take reasonable steps to keep the property safe for invitees. That includes fixing any dangerous conditions, or if they can't fix it right away, at least warning people about it. But, and this is a big caveat, only if the danger isn't what's called open and obvious.
Open and obvious. So if it's like a giant hole in the ground, they don't necessarily have to put up a sign saying, "Watch out, hole." Right.
Yeah, that's the general idea. If any reasonable person would see the danger and understand the risk, the property owner might be off the hook.
But in this case, with Mrs. Vineyard, the court said it wasn't so open and obvious.
Right. And that's because they looked at the combination of factors. You've got the slope, the slippery surface when wet, that change in texture that you might not notice in the dim light. All of that together, the court said, that creates an unreasonable risk.
It's not just one thing. It's the whole picture, right?
Exactly. Like, one pothole might be annoying, but three potholes in a row right before a blind curve, that's when you get into a situation where someone could really get hurt. Now, back to those prior complaints. The funeral home wanted to exclude. They were saying that was hearsay.
Yeah, I remember that from law school, but refresh my memory. Why isn't hearsay usually allowed in court?
So, hearsay is basically a statement someone made outside of court that's being used to prove the truth of what the statement says. Like someone telling you, "Hey, I saw the light was out in the parking lot," and you repeating that in court to prove the light actually was out.
Makes sense. If they're not in court under oath, you can't cross-examine them, make sure they're telling the truth.
Exactly. But here's where Vineyard gets interesting on this point. The court said those complaints, they weren't being used to prove the parking lot was actually slippery.
Ah, so what were they being used to prove?
To prove the funeral home knew it was slippery. That's a crucial distinction. It's not about whether the statement is true. It's about whether the funeral home was aware of the potential problem.
So the fact that people complained, that itself is a piece of evidence, regardless of whether they were right about how slippery it was.
Right. It shows the funeral home had been put on notice. Remember, foreseeability. This feeds directly into that. They knew, or should have known, there was a potential hazard.
Gotcha. So that's how they got around the hearsay rule. Clever lawyering. What about those repairs they made after the fall, putting down more sand? Why were they objecting to that?
Well, generally, evidence of repairs made after an accident, that's not admissible to prove negligence.
And that's to encourage people to fix things, right? We don't want to punish them for making things safer.
Exactly. Public policy says, fix the problem, don't worry about getting sued for it. But there's an exception to that rule, and that's where the court went with Vineyard.
So how did they let that evidence in?
They said it wasn't about proving the funeral home was negligent at the time of the fall. It was about showing it was feasible to make the parking lot safer. Basically, they were saying, look, you put down more sand later, which means you could have done it before to prevent the accident.
It's not saying they were negligent, but that they had options to prevent it. I like it.
And then there was that argument about the jury instructions, remember? The funeral home didn't like that ordinary care standard the trial court used.
What was their issue with that?
They basically said that wasn't the correct standard under Missouri law. But the appellate court, they looked at the law and said, nope, ordinary care is the right standard for invitees in Missouri. Case closed on that one.
So the trial court got it right. I'm seeing a trend here. Now, what about the idea of Mrs. Vineyard being at fault? Could they have argued she should have been more careful, especially since she was family?
Ah, that's contributory negligence. Could they have argued that? Sure. Yeah. And they probably tried. You know, maybe she should have been extra cautious, being the president's daughter-in-law, familiar with the property.
Yeah, like she should have known better.
Right. But the appellate court basically said, look, the jury considered all that. It's a question of fact, whether she acted reasonably under the circumstances. Hmm. And the jury, they decided in her favor.
So they didn't think she was significantly to blame for her own fall.
And the appellate court upheld that decision. The jury heard the evidence, considered her relationship, the lighting, everything, and that's their call to make.
Okay, so the appellate court basically sided with Mrs. Vineyard across the board. They upheld the trial court's decision.
They did. In this case, it's packed with insights for anyone studying law.
Absolutely. It's not just about the outcome. It's about how they got there and what it tells us about premises liability. What are the big takeaways here?
Well, first, it shows how crucial it is to look at the whole picture, all the different factors that contribute to a dangerous situation. Like that slope on its own, maybe not a huge deal, but add in the slippery surface, the change in texture, the lighting.
It all adds up.
Exactly. And the Corps, they recognize that. It's not just about individual elements. It's about how they interact to create an unreasonable risk. Then there's the evidence, how they use those prior complaints and even those repairs after the fact.
That's the kind of legal maneuvering that I find so fascinating. You have these rules of evidence, and then it's all about how you apply them strategically to build your case.
For sure. And Vineyard shows how important that is. You have to know the rules, the exceptions, how to get evidence admitted for the right reasons. And finally, it's a reminder that legal duties, they don't just disappear because you know the person.
Right. Family, friends, whoever. If they're on your property as an invitee, you have a duty to keep them safe.
Exactly. And Mrs. Vineyard, even though she was family, she was there as a customer. So that duty, it applied to her just like anyone else.
So for all you future lawyers out there, this case is a gold mine. You've got to think about how hazards interact, how to use evidence effectively, and remember that legal duties apply broadly.
And one last thing, don't underestimate the power of details. That slope, the sealant, the lighting, those seemingly small things, they were crucial in this case.
They can make all the difference. Always pay attention to the specifics, and always remember, folks, a slip and fall, it's never just a simple slip and fall.
Nope, never that simple. You've got to look deeper.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Join us next time when we...